Grace, peace, shalom, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, Season's Greetings, hello, welcome. All of these we offer in the name of Jesus the Christ as we gather in person and online for our worship service today, which is the last worship service of 2021 here at the Mayflower Congregational Church in Lansing, Michigan. We offer all these greetings and more, no matter who you are and wherever you are along this journey we call life. So, thank you for joining us today. We're going to have a lot of fun. I have a thought that I have shared before from this pulpit and casually with many of you, that if you can't have fun in church, it's not church. So, with that, I'm Pastor Mark McCormick, joined by our worship team, production engineer, and our special musicians today, who are Kim and Lorraine Finneson, Barb and Jerry Fuller, Deanne McCormick, and of course, Sally Potter. Our liturgy, woohoo! Boy, Sally, you got a fan club. And I want to tell you, it's okay to have a fan club. It's okay to have a fan club. We encourage that. See, the more people that we have that kind of do their thing and worship here or whatever, then that's just a way we duplicate ourselves and add more. Our liturgist today is Lorraine Finneson. Today is the first Sunday following Christmas, and only the second day of Christmas, which means we have 10 more to go.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, 10 more days of Christmas. Well, for the same reason children must wait until Christmas morning to open gifts, it is very important to reflect, meditate, and prepare for the spiritual significance that transcends a mere cultural celebration at Christmas. But when the time comes to open the gift, we receive it with unbridled joy, like a young child does when they get their first bicycle on Christmas morning. So as we sing, and that's the heart of our service today, unbridled joy is the order of the day, folks. There are several of newer folks in our congregation that have been inquiring about membership, and so on the second and third Sundays of January, which would be the 9th and 16th, I'll offer a time as a pastor in the Friendship Center of our church, where we will give you information. It's not a complicated thing at all here at Mayflower. We just want to kind of get to know you a little bit and answer any questions you may have about what it means to be a Congregationalist. And I just want you to know, when you shake a congregational tree, there's just about everything that falls out. And so it'll be perhaps late in that month, maybe perhaps the last Sunday in January, when we'll have a time where we welcome new members. And we'll do that on a Sunday morning. Well, it is a blessing and a privilege to share this platform as at any time with Sally Potter, who has become well known to our congregation for more than just one reason. Sally loves to sing and is gifted to lead us today in singing some of our favorite carols, including mine, which is the very last one that we'll sing today. So I guess I had a little pull there to say, could you include my favorite hymn? So you'll hear that one. Well, we had a typical and amazing response to the offering for tornado relief at the Christmas Eve service, preceded by some opportunity that many of us had earlier. But if you're not here or did not participate in the Christmas Eve service or the offering and would like to, you will have the opportunity until at least Wednesday of this week. So I think the total now is over $2,000, which is a generous response from this congregation. There will be more added, and we'll keep those that are in special need, especially those who have been, whose lives and homes and property and businesses have been ravaged by the recent tornadoes. So As always, Mayflower, thank you for your amazing response and your generosity. Let's now worship God.
This is my favorite hymn.
Go for it.
Okay. Sally. On the banjo. Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel, when a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou notest telling, yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what his dwelling? Sire, he lives a good league hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes' fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I shall see him dine, when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament, and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is dark and how, and the winds grow stronger. Fares my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dinted. Heat was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore all the world be sure, wealth or rank possessing, he who now shall bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing. He who now shall bless the poor shall yourselves find blessing. Good King Wenceslas.
That's a tough act to follow. Good morning, Mayflower family and friends. Today is a special day at Mayflower. The time-honored passage from Ecclesiastes reminds us of the different seasons of our lives and our appropriate response. In the fourth verse of Ecclesiastes 3, we are told that there is a time to mourn and a time to dance. During Advent, we have prepared ourselves with reflection and mourning, which leads us now into celebration of what we have anticipated. And what we now celebrate is much more than an event in a particular time and place. It is a burst of joy that springs from hope as we reimagine our lives where God is with us, bringing peace, reconciliation, and restoration into a broken world. It begins with us, right now. So as we worship, let us sing with our lips, rejoice in our hearts, and dance with our spirits as we sing our story of where hope begins and where love abounds. Thanks be to God.
To the world.
repeat the sounding joy. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows roam, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
Let us pray. Eternal God and Prince of Peace, there is a time for every matter under heaven. Today, on this second day of Christmas, as we celebrate a birth, we pray for the wisdom to know what time it is. Help us to know and believe that Christmas is a time to plant new seeds of hope and peace, a time to be healed, a time to build up, a time to laugh, a time to dance, a time to gather, a time to embrace, a time to seek, to love, to speak, and to sing. Help us in our worship to experience an unbridled sense of joy and peace, just like the shepherds did as they heard the heavenly chorus. Thank you for the story of our faith, which motivates us to help, to share, to heal, to change, and to love. We pray in the name of the one who taught us the way of love and showed us the path to peace. Amen.
Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the sun.
These keys might be a little lower than you're used to. That's because I'm an alto. So the sopranos today, Marcia, get to have fun on top and sing the descant. And there's some wonderful descant parts in here. So again, sing whatever part you like. These are so much fun.
I think the Christmas carols will mean as much or more to me today than they have as long as I can remember. Thanks, Sally, with more to come. Your presence is a gift to us, and it is a gift to God. And giving is a part of our worship, our witness, and our work. But giving happens in so many different ways. One of the ways is we gather and worship, and we present ourselves to God along with our time, our talents, and our resources. And so with that, and with God, there is no bottom line. no profit or loss, no sales quota. Without those calculations, you might wonder about the financial resources and health of a community of faith. But simply put, God places within the hearts of believers and worshipers a spirit of caring and generosity. And as a pastor, at the end of the year, that will be remembered in so many ways as a difficult year in our world, God has once again provided richly for the continuation of the ministry of Mayflower Church, even as we think about new and creative ways to share the gospel in our world, our community, our neighborhood, and indeed our church. So I'd like to say, just as an act of our corporate worship today, thank you, Mayflower, for your caring and sharing faithfully and generously. Thanks be to God. No, it's the special music. We've changed the order a little bit, and it takes me a little bit to catch on. So something special coming now, folks. And now it's my turn. Let us pray. Eternal God, who has come to us as the Prince of Peace and the God who is with us, we bring to you all our petitions for a better world, which is the message of Christmas. And we shall not forget to hope and pray for peace and goodwill toward all peoples and all nations. But when we spend time watching and absorbing the news, it can be depressing and disheartening, as if Christmas hasn't and doesn't change a thing. But Christmas does change things, especially when it energizes us to be the agents of change and the hope this old world so desperately needs. So why we will never forget or turn our backs upon the pressing needs of this world, like the ravages of weather, war-torn countries, refugees streaming anywhere they can toward help and relief, the disintegration of civil debate and legislation that benefits the people, We turn our attention to thank God for all those who have, who are, and who will make a difference in the life of the community of faith, the beloved community. So thank you, Lord, for faithful volunteers in the office, around our building, with decorations, talented musicians, production team of one, generous givers, neighborhood advocates, teachers, those who have now gone and have graced this church and these pews, creative thinkers, lay leaders, new folks, and all those who grace the pews in this, your sanctuary. May we represent the change by our hope, our optimism, because of your redeeming, restoring, and constantly renewing activity in us and among us and in the world. So thank you, Lord, for giving us growth instead of decline, hope instead of despair, and for many other things reminding us of your gift of love, which we celebrate today, and all during the holidays, and always. Now, Lord, help us to be faithful in our prayers and helpful caring for those within our circle of love and influence, like Irma Moss, Carl Watkins, the families of those recently deceased, of Linda Williams, Liz Tingley, and Bill Bishop. We can continue to remember to pray for Jay Comer, Sheila Reinbrandt, Debbie Conlon, Paula Kay, and others we mention now. Thank you, Lord, for calling us to pray together as you have taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture reading is from...
There's a carol.
Is there? Did I get mixed up?
I'm not the only one, folks.
Okay, Marcia, here's your time. Way up there, okay?
The first Noel. Noel, 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 Noel.
time for our scripture. Today's scripture reading is Philippians, the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7a. And in all our striving to be more faithful to others and to God, there's nothing more inspiring than to think of a God who wants to become like us. An amazing thought. Hear now these words. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of the season and for those who have so inspired us today. Thank you for the songs that mean so much. May the songs become our story of faith and faithfulness. Amen. When you were in school, do you remember the early dismissal days? I do. Those were the good days. So folks, maybe we'll have an early dismissal today. I'm sure many of you have heard this story before. But there's two aspects of this. It fits real good today, and it took me off the hook to prepare something 2 in a week, you know. Some of you were here for Christmas Eve. So I just share a story that has meant a lot of things and a lot of good things to a lot of people, including myself. So there's a man that I'm going to introduce you to who was a kind, decent, and mostly good man. Generous to his family, upright in his dealings with other people, but he just didn't believe all the stuff that the churches proclaim at Christmas time. It just didn't make sense, and he was too honest to pretend otherwise. Sorry to distress you, he told his wife, but I'm not going with you to church this Christmas Eve. He said he'd feel like a hypocrite, that he'd much rather stay at home, but that he would stay up and wait for them. And so he stayed, and they went to the midnight service. Shortly after the family drove away in the car, snow began to fall. He went to the window to watch the flurries getting heavier and heavier, and then went back to his fireside chair and began to read the newspaper. Minutes later, he was startled by a thudding sound. Then another, and then another. Sort of a thump and a thud. At first, he thought someone must be throwing snowballs against his living room window. But he went to the front door to investigate. He found a flock of birds huddled miserably in the snow. They'd been caught in the storm and in a desperate search for shelter had tried to fly through his large landscape window. Well, he couldn't let the poor creatures lie there and freeze to death, so he remembered the barn where his children stabled their pony. That would provide a warm shelter if he could direct the birds to it. Quickly, he put on a coat, galoshes, tramped through the deepening snow to the barn. He opened the doors wide and turned on a light. but the birds did not come in. He figured food would entice them. So he hurried back to the house, fetched crumbs, sprinkled them on the snow, making a trail to the yellow, lighted, wide-open doorway to the stable. But to his dismay, the birds ignored the breadcrumbs and continued to flap around helplessly in the snow. He tried catching them. He tried shooing them into the barn by walking around them and waving his arms. Instead, they scattered in every direction except into the warm, lighted barn. And then he realized that they were afraid of him. To them, he reasoned, I am a strange and terrifying creature. If only I could think of some way to let them know that they can trust me, that I'm not trying to hurt them, but to help them. But how? Because any move he made tended to frighten them, confuse them. They just would not follow. They would not be led or shooed because they feared him. If only I could be a bird, he thought to himself, and mingle with them and speak their language. Then I could tell them not to be afraid. Then I could show them the way to the safe, warm barn. But I would have to be one of them so they could see and hear and understand. At that moment, the church bells began to ring. The sound reached his ears above the sounds of the wind, and he stood there listening to the bells. Amen.
Excelsis Deo.
I can't help it, folks. Sally has inspired all of us in our singing today and has really helped us. How about just a round of applause for Sally Potter? Thank you, Sally. You've inspired me. Uh-oh, is that right? Want to remember those bells ringing? The benediction response, but just before that, I want to say on this last Sunday of the year, at Christmas time, it is my continued and ever-increasing joy to serve as pastor of the Mayflower Congregational Church. And you folks have been and are and always will be with me the greatest blessing I have ever enjoyed in my life in any community of faith that I have ever been a part of. So I want to share my joy with you as we share the joy of the season together. Amen. That's all, folks. God bless you. Thanks for being here today.